You have to wonder if there's more to this story, but nevertheless, the headline itself is disturbing. It comes from FoxNews.com. It says Navy SEALs have secretly captured one of the most wanted terrorists in Iraq, the alleged mastermind of the murder and mutilation of four Blackwater USA security guards in Fallujah in 2004. I think you all remember that. And three of the SEALs who captured him are now facing criminal charges, sources told FoxNews.com. The three, all members of the Navy Elite Commando Unit, have refused non-judicial punishment, called an admiral's mast, and have requested trial by court-martial. Ahmed Hassim Abed, who the military elite codenamed Objective Amber, told investigators he was punched by his captors, and he has the bloody lip to prove it. Unbelievable. Now, instead of being lauded for bringing to justice a high-value target, three of the SEAL commandos, all enlisted, face charges and have retained lawyers. Matthew McCabe, a Special Operations Petty Officer, Second Class, is facing three charges of dereliction of performance of duty while willfully failing to safeguard a detainee, making false statements, and assault. Get this one. Again, I'll say it one more time. Dereliction of performance of duty for willingly failing to safeguard a detainee, and poor Ahmed Hassim Abid is complaining that he has a bloody lip. If you remember those poor Blackwater guys and you think about the terrorist bloody lip, there is no comparison. Isn't it great that Barack Obama is in charge and he wants to protect all these terrorists, make sure that they get their Miranda rights, and go after those hero SEALs when they give the other guy, allegedly, a bloody lip? It makes me bloody sick. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.